Welcome to We Are the Watchers.
This is episode 289, top of the day to you, Tox.
Why? Hello.
Hello to you.
Hello. Are you there?
Yes. We're both here. In the same room.
Yeah, I'm here.
Literally just here.
Here.
I got some news today that at first when I looked at the news, I was like, there's not much out there. And then I had another look and I went, oh, that's better. I found some better stuff.
Well, have you heard the news that is rocking?
Is this Vanderpump stuff?
This is Real Housewives of Beverly Hills stuff. I mean, it's nothing really to do with the show, but it's true, full, salacious gossip.
I love it. Mm.
Who doesn't?
Chester loves it. He's right here listening. No, he's cleaning his bum. Okay. That's what cats do. What is it?
So, veteran Beverly Hills housewife Kyle Richards, yes, who's been there since season one. She is the OG of BH. There have been rumors flying around social media that her and her husband have split and that she has the hots for and potentially in love with and dating a country music singer. I think it's country music. I don't know.
So she wants to be like Gwen Stefani, dating a country singer that no one outside of America's heard of.
Yeah. But she's switched teams because this country / we don't know singer.
Oh, it's a lady.
He's a lady covered in tats. Very different from those that would visit Beverly Hills.
Yeah, right.
Anyway, it was swirling around to being confirmed. They've split. She's not talking about the new country Western singer, not yet. Okay. But gosh, the swirling news is a bit fun to watch.
Wow, because
with matching tattoos, matching rings, like,
because her and her husband have been together for years.
27 years.
Wow.
4 children.
Gee, that's a long time.
It's a long time.
Maybe they just got sick of each other.
What is funny
is
back in probably season one, they went to a dinner party with this quite crazy psychic, I guess you'd call, Alison Dubois, who some TV show was later written about her, maybe Medium or I don't know, something was written based on her. In that episode, she said, trust me, he will never emotionally fulfill you. Once the kids get older, you'll move on. And everybody was like, how dare she
this
say
is an outrage.
Such a thing?
I cannot
this is an
believe
outrage.
It.
Well, probably 16 years later, she actually posted a tweet.
Played the long game.
She just wrote, mic drop.
Oh, really? Yeah. That's so funny. Oh, I like that. That's good. It's impressive that she remembered.
Yeah.
Because I suspect they do a lot of predictions, right?
Yes, but this one was
a doozy.
A well-known episode.
Okay. It's a famous one. All right. Well, the news that I've got is nothing about the Real Housewives.
Oh,
so
shame.
I'm sorry. I'm really, really sorry. But it's about weeds. Do you remember the show?
Or like the garden pest?
It's a gardening show. It's all about gardening. No, Elizabeth Perkins is potentially reprising her role as Celia in the Weeds revival.
Whoa.
So that show was so popular. What? Okay, so it started in 2005, finished 2012. I watched it probably 2012. Like I just watched the whole thing. Just binged it.
Did you?
Yeah. And I don't want to think about the theme song because then I'll get the song stuck in my head. So let's not do that. But
I watched it not 2005, but probably.
I remember you watching it.
Yeah. It was the first show that I found on like a legal streaming website.
Oh, right. Wouldn't it have been on Foxtel?
Not at that time.
Okay. Well, interesting. Well, it as in Showtime, is developing the sequel, which will be a series, and it's going to have the return of, you know, Mary Louise Parker's character, Nancy?
Nancy,
yeah. And I am pretty excited. I hope it's going to be good. But Elizabeth Perkins did say that she's still just in talks at this point, but would probably be on board.
Nice.
So that's good. She said, I loved working with Mary Louise Parker.
Yeah.
I love those two characters together, the whole Nancy and Celia thing she said. And I was like,
It was a good quirk show.
It was very quirky. Yeah. It got crazy towards the end because they had to keep out crazying what happened in the series.
I finished it.
I can't remember what happened. Mm. She went to Mexico at some point. She was living down there. And
had a baby.
And then I think she ended up back in America, wherever she
through tunnels.
Yeah.
You remember?
Yeah. Which was obviously stolen from the real El Chapo storyline. Kevin Bacon.
Who doesn't love a bit of Kevin Bacon?
He's pretty good, isn't he? And has been for a long time, you know? Solid, consistent.
Yeah.
Lovable. I think people would call him lovable, right?
Yes, I think so.
He seems like a nice guy.
And not weird.
Not weird. No, not weird.
You know, there are some nice guy, age-old actors out there who weird.
Probably not.
A bit weird,
nice.
But not him. Not
nice. Yeah. So he is going to be the main star of a horror series called The Bondsman. That's going to be on Amazon.
Whoa.
That's good. I've got Amazon, so I'm happy for that. Prime Video. 8 half-hour episodes, so they're not too long. Bloomhouse television production are going to do it, and it's about a backwoods,
yes.
As in not I'm going backwards, as in I'm in the woods and they're out the back.
Yeah.
Bounty hunter who comes back from the dead with an unexpected second chance at life and love and a nearly forgotten music career, only to find that his old job has a demonic new twist. So very quirky. Definitely explains why there are only half-hour episodes.
Yeah.
It's a comedy.
I thought you said horror.
Yeah, I did. Well, it's from the makers of, it's from the production company of Saw. I think.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that's who. Yeah. So it's going to be horror.
A comedy horror.
It's definitely got quirk
to it. I do quite like that he's got a music career.
It's great.
Or did.
Right? But he does sing and stuff.
Yeah, he does.
So I'm going to keep an eye out for that because I would like to at least watch the first couple of episodes. Mm. I think maybe one episode is not enough for that kind of thing.
No.
I think it's probably worthwhile jumping on more. Do you remember they made films of the Narnia books?
Yeah.
Oh, what, 10, maybe actually 15 years
Golly,
ago?
Probably. That feels like a very,
early 2000s?
I don't know. Mid, it feels like a really long time ago, but then not that long ago.
Not that long ago. So Greta Gerwig, she's going to write and direct 2 more Narnia films. This time it will be for Netflix,
ooh,
which I thought was interesting. She's the one, I'm pretty sure she's the Barbie director, right? Isn't
yes.
She? Yeah.
Fun.
So that, I mean, she, so C.S. Lewis Company, which is the Narnia company, announced a multi-year deal with Netflix in about 2018. And this one looks like this is where it's, this is what's happening. There's going to be movies, TV shows, all adapted within the Narnia universe. So it might be, you know, prequels or sequels or, you know, something that happened.
I like that. Goodness knows where. It, the universe.
Yeah. I mean, Star Wars universe.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking of.
Marvel universe as well. Yeah. So I think that's going to be a lot of fun. I'm also thinking it's probably far away if they're only just saying that the director and writer is on board.
Yes.
there's not even a story yet. Well, there might be, but we don't. Yeah. So it's going to be a fair way out. And
I mean, they've got the stories.
Well, they do have the stories, but are they using those stories or are they going to use other stories? You know what I mean? Like, are they going to...
Well, I wonder if C.S. Lewis has got some other things tucked away.
Within the Narnia world? Yeah,
well,
potentially.
You don't know, do
I don't
you?
Know, actually. I remember reading maybe the first 2 books as a kid and that's probably about it.
Yeah.
I enjoyed them, but that's probably about it. I got one more story.
Go for
Just
it.
Just a quick one. Kit Harington and Rose Leslie. Have had a baby girl.
Aww,
so they've got a
cute
boy who's probably a couple of years old now, I'd say, and now a little girl.
What's
so
her name? Do you know?
It doesn't say.
Clara.
Okay, her name is Clara Carrington. Clara Carrington. Yep, definitely. And
she's cute.
And the son's name is
Carrie Harrington.
Wait, what? Clara Harrington.
Clara.
And Kit Harrington.
Yeah.
But they're English, so they probably say
Clara, Kit, Carrie, and I forgot the other one.
Rose.
She doesn't fit, does she?
Well.
Get rid of her.
Yeah. She's the mother. It's too much. Steph can't take it. So congratulations. I don't have a quiz for you today. I've got an either or.
Oh,
so that's
no.
coming a little bit later. Well, no, it's just your opinion. It's
oh,
just what
oh,
do you
okay.
like?
Okay,
it's
okay,
not a
few.
Oh, my God. You pre-panic about this stuff.
Well, either or is 50-50.
Everything's all right. Yes, everything's fine. You don't need to worry tonight. It's just doing a weird thing with your nostrils. I can't take it.
It's dancing with my nose.
Oh, of course. So many people do that. Should we get into some watching suggestions?
Yeah.
Got a watching suggestion? Email thewatcherspodcast@gmail.com.
What you been watching?
I have watched a little bit old, a little bit new.
Nice mix.
And actually, I just remembered a third thing that
Brilliant.
I watched.
I love it.
So I shall start. Well, you choose. The old, the new, or the forgotten.
New.
Okay.
New.
All right. So the new. I watched a doco on Netflix. Now, what confused me a little bit was they were calling a Netflix film, not a Netflix doco, but it actually was a doco.
So with that?
Mm-hmm. Anyway, it's called Take Care of Maya. Now, it's set in the
Rudolph?
US. Hey?
Rudolph?
No.
That'd be good, though.
That would be good, though. And it follows a story of a family where they've got a young daughter and she starts becoming incredibly, incredibly ill and the doctors can't figure out what's going on with her. And it weaves this sort of narrative of you kind of think, are they going Munchausen by proxy, which is medical abuse to a child or a minor, because it's the by proxy, it's usually done by the parent, typically the mother, or are they going down the really mystery medical way? So I won't spoil anything, but there is a significant character, or I shouldn't say character because they're real people, person who's not there, not being interviewed. So again, another fork in the road of, is this person incarcerated, choosing not to participate, or have they passed away? It was a really interesting story and it started off a little bit plain and it sort of built momentum, it built speed and it got better and better. Anyway, I paused it at one stage thinking, oh, it must be really close to being over. The story is sort of, it's hit the climax and it's wrapping up. And then I noticed when I hit pause, it still had 40 minutes to go.
And you kind of finished with it.
Well, I thought it had naturally finished.
Sure.
Anyway, because it is a Netflix film, there's a whole heap of investigative journalism behind it. And it took this stark contrasting road down to the left, which really gave so much more information behind the scenes of the story and how it actually affects families throughout the US and I'm assuming the world. But very interesting, a little bit heart-wrenching, particularly to know that it's real people's lives.
I get you.
And they, not stuff that we would necessarily get front page news, like over here in Australia.
Not international.
It's not international. It probably wouldn't even be top
stories
in the US. But when you keep thinking, these are real people's lives is hard and it's hideous and it's heartbreaking. So Take Care of Maya, huge amount of footage that they would manage to compile, which
they had a camcorder.
Not even that, like
camcorder.
Security footage.
Oh wow! Okay,
iPhone footage,
of course.
Audio recordings, and it really made the story feel so well rounded and worth a go.
Oh, good.
Yeah,
and worthwhile watching. Is
Definitely.
That what you mean? Yeah, I get you. Oh, cool. Taking Care of Maya.
Just Take Care of Maya.
I finished watching Carnival Row, which is an Amazon series. There were two seasons of it. The first one, it's got Orlando Bloom.
Nice.
And Cara Delevingne's in it as well from, I mean, she's a model, but the last thing I remember her in was Only Murders in the Building, season two. She was in that. There was other people in Carnival Row as well that you would potentially know. You're like, oh, you're from things, definitely. And I always wanted to watch the first season. I didn't get round to it till probably last year. And then this year, earlier this year, I think it was, they released the second season and I only just got round to watching it now. And it's finished and I went, I think it's finished.
Done.
It definitely wrapped up. And I thought, I kind of like that. It's all done, but what a wonderful world. So I'm not surprised. I wouldn't be surprised, I should say, that they try and dip back into that world again because there were a couple of little things at the end that they wrapped up really quickly and you went, hang on a second, that was a massive swerve. It was like, oh, well, that person, you know, they thought that the whole time, so I understand. And you're like, hang on a second. So maybe another season, I'm not sure, but I enjoyed my time with it.
It almost sounds like they were given the, nope,
maybe
you need to condense those last four into two episodes.
Yeah, potentially. That could have been it. You watched something old.
I watched something old. I guess a doco on, I watched it on Foxtel, and it's called The Cruise, and it's one of those old English, you know those docuseries where they would look like they'd go to a hotel and they would look at how the hotel runs and all the different people who work in the hotel. And it's that really English feel of a reality doco.
Didn't they have one about Jetstar? What was it called? EasyJet or something?
Yes, similar.
In an airport somewhere?
So this one's about a cruise ship. Okay. I can't remember the name. The cruise ship doesn't really matter. But they're traveling around Europe in the first one and you follow.
I'd watch this.
Yeah.
In fact, I'm pretty sure we would have watched it.
It's really cozy.
Yeah, so
while it's not riveting, you're not going to learn anything. It's not going to change your world. Put it on with a cup of tea. You can do something else. But it was just really cozy. I think the first season are three episodes. And even the second season, three episodes, but it's enough. It's just enough.
It sounds like the kind of show that would have been on in the early 2000s that was probably on the travel and whatever it was called, travel and living or something.
Travel and leisure or leisure, something like that.
Yeah, yeah, channel.
100%. Yep. It just feels like that. There's nothing really scandalous.
Just watch it before bed.
You know, you follow the head chef, you follow the captain, you follow Navy guy who's now like the head engineer and he has to clean out the poo trap. You know, one of the
Everybody
dancers.
Has to do that at some point.
Everyone has to do that at some point. And the poor guy. But, you know, fun, nice, easy.
I like that. Must have been cheap for Netflix to grab a hold of.
It costs
like $3 a season. People in it are probably not even in cruising anymore.
Probably not.
I love it. I'm so in love with all of
the
that.
The cruise.
I watched I've only seen the first episode of season three of The Witcher.
Oh, yeah.
This is Henry Cavill's final season before Geralt of Rivia is suddenly Liam Hemsworth. Now, that's not Liam Hemsworth's fault, and I realise that, and there has been a fair bit of backlash because people loved Henry Cavill as Geralt, and they also love the fact that he loved The Witcher so much because he's a bit of a nerd. He loves it. And then for him to suddenly jump out of it, people were like, oh, we're upset. Who's the you're going to be new Geralt? We don't like you. You don't know what he's like. I mean, he's no Henry Cavill, but it didn't matter who he was. Yeah, exactly. It was nice to come back to the world. I had a bit of a problem with the recap. I started watching it on my iPad and then I went, actually, I'm going to sit down and watch on the telly, and the recap had gone. And those recaps are a bugger to find. Like, I know you're supposed to try and find them in more or with the trailers and stuff, but I couldn't find it.
It's really frustrating.
Really frustrating. So I was a little bit confused. And people have put versions of it on YouTube, but they've decided that they need to add their own voice and like stuff in it, and you're like, this is supposed to be a 3.5 minute video, you've made it 5.
Yeah,
so that's frustrating. But maybe Netflix does put the recaps on somewhere else. I would love that.
It's almost like an automated thing, isn't it? That if you
can skip that recap, remember?
But you want the option to skip it.
Yeah,
so you
do.
Want it there.
But you want the option to find it again.
Yeah.
And I, you know, there were, I think it was probably season two recap. I could, maybe I didn't look properly, but it is a hassle when you accidentally lose it, which is frustrating. But the thing about the Witcher series is it makes me want to play The Witcher, but I've already played Witcher 3.
Yeah.
And I think that's probably the one that's at this point in time worth playing, and it's massive. I know that they've got another Witcher game in the works, but that's not going to come out for years.
So why can't you just tap back into?
I suppose I could. I know they're potentially remaking Witcher 1 and 2. That'd be nice because I didn't know about that.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe I just could go back and
just like,
hang out
like
in Skellige.
Itching
whatever.
A scratch.
Skellige,
scratching an itch.
I've got an itch, a scratch. I didn't even notice, to be honest with you.
I actually thought about it. I thought, you've got it right. And as soon as I said it, I went, no, you don't.
I was thinking about, you know, TV shows and games or movies and games and whatnot, and I was like, is there ever a game that makes you go, like, while you're playing, oh, I think I've got a real hankering to watch the series. I don't know. I feel like maybe, you know.
No, I feel like it's the opposite.
It's the other way because you want to be in there.
Yeah.
You want to be
You want to engage with it, and playing a game is a physical engagement.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, he's more invested. So that was my newer watch, but you've got a forgot watch.
I forgot that I watched it. So I only watched it today. So that's
oh, that
how
is impressive.
It
that's
is.
Really good.
I decided to watch, being that last week I watched And Just Like That, the Sex and the City reboot. Is
yeah,
it a reboot?
Kind
I don't
of.
Know what it is. Next follow on.
Yeah.
10 years later, whatever.
Yeah.
And I remembered that when that was being released, Kim Cattrall, who does a cameo in Just Like That, haven't gotten to that bit yet, she has her own show released, and she did a bit of a cheeky, I'm going to release the trailer of my show on the same day that.
That's right. It was called
like
Glamorous.
That. Glamorous.
So, I tried to watch a bit of that.
Well, I watched the first episode.
I watched about 10 minutes and I went,
no. Terrible, right?
I don't want to watch this.
Okay. So it didn't get any better.
Okay.
But for those playing along at home, it felt like a teen trashy novel.
Yes.
That had been made into a TV show.
Yes.
They secured a beautiful older actress, you know, I don't
want
to be.
With
a name. That's what I mean. Like, they secured someone worthwhile.
Yep.
And they secured her by saying, we're going to show some of the most beautiful photos of you from 20, 30 years ago. And she went,
sign me up.
I'm in. I'm totally in. Then it felt like they said, this storyline's a little bit too cookie cutter. It's a bit too much sort of Devil Wears Prada, young girl, big city.
Done
da,
it
da,
before.
Da.
You're no Meryl
Done it
Street.
Before. You can't do it. I know what we'll do.
What?
Let's change the main character from some young girl who's trying to make it in the beauty industry. Let's make her a young gay guy.
Great idea.
Great
Never
idea.
Done before.
Never done before. It couldn't have been more stereotypical if it tried. It had nothing genuine about it. And I thought, this could have been good.
Yeah, those 10 minutes that I watched felt quite forced.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, even like the script itself and the transitions from things, they spent ages with a beautiful music montage at the gym where he had a scrunchie in his hair, which was totally unnecessary because the rest of it was just hanging everywhere.
But scrunchies are back, man.
They are back.
You were either a 12-year-old girl in 1992 or you're someone in 2023.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's no one else.
So they went from the scrunchie-wearing, gym-wearing music montage to suddenly getting hit up and someone just, like, airdrops their contact details, being like, I am.
Think you're in.
I was like,
this is your career.
And the man couldn't have been more buffed. Like, he looked like he was about to explode. Like, if somebody had put something a little sharp next to him, he would have just gone. like a balloon, a greasy balloon, because they'd greased him all up.
Right. Was he about to do some sort of bodybuilding competition?
No, he was in the gym.
Oh, okay.
Finishing up because he was walking around with just a towel.
Oh, because he was sweaty.
Sweaty and gym-like. And then air drops his contacts.
The gym.
And then just happens to like drop his towel, you know, 10 meters before he gets to the shower room.
And do
at
you
the
know
gym,
what the sound effect was? No, that's a great effort. You know what? You talking about that, I don't remember that. And that would have been in the first 10 minutes,
Look,
right?
It could have been. I don't know. I watched the whole first episode. There was a part of me that really wanted to be on Kim Cattrall's like train and be like, yeah, you have your show. I was like, oh, why? Why did you sign up to this?
Why is it so?
Just be cranky at the Sex and the City people. That's enough work for you.
She should go to England, find her English accent, and do a Gillian Anderson.
Yes. Yes.
And that's how you fix your career.
She would do really well.
I would watch her if like, she was like a detective inspector, murder mystery.
Something a little bit more, I don't want to say genuine, but genuine is right, but not walking around in
edgier.
Yeah, you know, like she was just another person in a crazy outfit with
fashion.
Like the fashion was a bit odd, but she was pulling it off because she's so glamorous. I was like,
Flousy.
Yeah, you can't be Samantha Jones and then get to that.
Yep. Oh, that's a shame. So don't bother with glamorous.
Nah, don't bother.
What about a would you rather?
Okay.
It's just an either or. You decide which one you prefer more. Okay. You're not allowed to think about it, though.
Whoa.
So you got to
go like, really fast.
It's just your instinct. Okay. It's what you feel like.
Do you know how much hesitation happens in my head just normally?
I know.
Okay.
But so I will be doing.
When you say do things fast, I'm like, what?
I will be doing the dick, dick, dick time.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Hawaiian pizza or beetroot in a burger? Dick, 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 dick,
dick, dick, dick, dick, both. Beetroot in a pizza.
She wants a beetroot pizza. Beetroot pizza.
I do. Okay. I love pineapple on a pizza.
Yeah.
Delicious. But I think beetroot makes it hamburger. So
yeah,
I'll go beetroot.
Whole series released all at once or weekly episode drops?
All at once.
Yeah, for me, I think it depends on the show. It depends on the show. For example, I want all at once something like that cruising show.
Yeah.
I want all of it all at once. Don't just all of it.
Yeah.
Game of Thrones, once a week.
Hmm.
I want to enjoy it with everybody else. Everybody's going to be talking. Okay.
You know what? Because you are an adult and you can choose when you would like to watch
things. I guess
so.
But you can't be looking at stuff online if you're like three episodes behind a massively popular show. Like Stranger Things.
I guess because I don't care for spoilers.
Oh, okay.
Like
I get you. You can't get spoiled with cruising.
No, but also I don't think I really care because then when I know what's going to come in, I come into the episode really excited that that's what's going to happen.
Fair.
Yeah.
Summer or winter Olympics?
Winter.
Yeah, okay. Just because it's different?
Yeah, we don't have that. Well, I mean, we kind of do have that stuff. But it's not well known here. But gosh, I love it all.
I just want to watch.
Skeleton, tobogganing.
Hockey, and that's in summer, so I have to choose summer. But I'm only watching the hockey and a bit of diving.
Yeah.
But you're some right. Gymnastics. There's a lot of fun stuff in the winter.
Fun stuff.
The book or the movie?
Movie.
Okay. Kittens or puppies?
That's hard. I really do like the books, but no, I've got movies. Kittens.
Yeah.
Like, didn't need to ask that.
I know. Ab Fab or French and Saunders?
Okay.
I actually don't know how to answer this myself.
I've figured out how I'm going to answer it, and I'm going to be loyal. because I started with AbFab.
Yeah.
Then my Thanks age, I discovered that there was stuff beforehand and thoroughly enjoyed French and Saunders, but I'll be loyal to AbFab.
I'm going to go on your – I'm going to – do you have coattails?
Yeah.
I'll grab a hold of them, go with you on that one.
Okay.
Captain Lee or Captain Sandy?
To fire or to keep?
To keep.
Lee.
Okay. I knew that was going to be your answer. So the next one is Captain Lee or Captain Glenn?
Lee.
Oh, okay. I actually thought you were going to pick Glenn. So
I
my
really
next option.
Like Glenn.
Okay. Do you want? Okay. I'll go with yours. So Captain Lee or Captain Jason? These are below deck captains.
Yeah.
And Jason is the one from down under. He's the Aussie bloke.
Again, I'm going to be loyal.
It's
going to
be Lee. It's going
to
be Lee.
Because I want to be his friend. I'll be the chief stew that walks up with his orange juice and be like, hi.
And his mug, his weird mug.
Yeah, his weird mug. And he'll be like, hey, kiddo.
He's going to call you kiddo or sport.
Go back to work. And I'll be like, nah, I might just hang out here and chat to you. And then I'll like poke him enough that he cracks it at somebody else and says, God damn it. And I'll be like, job done.
I did it. Fantastic. And you did the either or without too much stress.
Yeah. The first one got me.
Yeah.
I asked for a beetroot pizza.
Surely there's one, right? Surely there's a beetroot
pizza.
What
else go on it?
Feta cheese.
Yeah.
Probably rocket lettuce.
I'll get rid of the rocket. Mint.
Meanwhile, behind you, there's been a little black paw trying desperately to open the door because he wants to come back in. But Chester, it's not worth it because we're about to finish now because I'm about to say, Stephanie, thank you very much.
Beetroot pizza.